Let it in, surrender. Let it in, surrender. Let it in, surrender. Honor all you need to let it go.
Hello, my loves. My name is Nitika Chopra, and I am your host for the Point of Pain podcast. I am so excited to be on this journey with you. I know this is just the very beginning, but I have so much planned for our time together, and I can't wait to see where it leads all of us. So just to tell you a little bit about me and why I'm doing this podcast, I have been an entrepreneur for the past 9 years, and it has been such a beautiful, humbling experience. I started off doing an online magazine called Bella Life, which I started because I really, really wanted to have a talk show. And I created this whole online platform where I ended up having over 100 contributors writing for me. And we talked about all different things in wellness. And it was really a beautiful experience. And it ended up actually getting me recognized so that I was hired for a talk show. I led and hosted my own show on the holistic lifestyle channel, Z Living, and I did that for about 2.5 seasons, and it was so, so incredible. I went on to be a beauty expert on QVC, always bringing it back to natural beauty and talking about how beauty is really just a dance that we have with ourselves to access our true self-love, and it's not even really about the external. And then I parlayed all of that into totally having fun with my career in so many different ways. I have a blog that is my name, just nitikachopra.com, if you want to check me out on there. And I also do live events in New York City. I do a lot of brand partnerships, and I've just had so much fun creating content in all these different ways for almost a decade now. And the reason why I started doing all of this is because I had a major story that I felt I wanted to share. And not because I wanted to share my story, because my story is so unique, or, that there aren't other people with similar stories or even more intense stories than the one that I've been through. But I felt as though the things I had gone through weren't really for me. They were meant to bring me closer to what I was meant to share with others, so that I could hopefully help us all understand, myself included, why we're all here and maybe how to deal with our existence a little bit easier. What I mean by that and why I decided to create the Point of Pain podcast is because when I was 10 years old, I was diagnosed with a skin condition called psoriasis. Millions of people around the world have psoriasis. It's an autoimmune disease, and it creates these kind of thick, scaly patches that often itch like chicken pox and can bleed and flake, and they're pretty intense. And after a short while, my entire body was covered from head to toe with these scales, and it was cracking and flaking and so intense. After about 9 years of that diagnosis, I ended up getting psoriatic arthritis. So I went through a long period of time where I was pretty much immobile and covered, and my bones were starting to deform. And when we talk about the point of pain, oh, goodness gracious, I did not think that there was a point of pain when I was dealing with all of that. I tried to stay positive. I tried to be hopeful. I tried to rely on my faith. But it was really, really challenging, and I was devastated on a daily basis, to be honest with you. Through my work, through so many twists and turns, which I hope to share with you here on this podcast, I have been able to see that facing our pain, whatever form it comes in, right? Because for me, it was in the form of my body, and then I also added a divorce by the age of 24 into that mix. We'll get to that later. But, whether it was heartache from my body or from my relationships, that's where I was brought to the most pain. But if that's not your story and you've been through, you know, entrepreneurial pain and loss financially or loss of a loved one, or I've got so many people that I work with that have dealt with sexual trauma or, you know, just so many different things that we as human beings on this planet are brought to, I want you to know that this podcast is really to nurture you through understanding those experiences. And it's also because I've really found, and I have to be honest, this has been through my relationships in the last couple of years, that many, many, many of us in this country, wherever you're living and listening to this, maybe you're in a different part of the world, I'm in New York, we have a really hard time facing our pain. And we as a society have been numbing out our pain as often as we possibly can, to our own detriment and to the detriment of the people who love us. I want that to stop so bad. And I know that we can. I know, I really believe in us. I believe that we are powerful enough to face our pain in a way that is healthy and loving and kind and even uplifting if we can allow it to be. But we have to be willing to face it. So in this podcast, it's not going to be a downer. We're not going to talk about pain in a way that is, you know, depressing or frustrating or that makes you feel drained at the end of an episode. Absolutely not. This podcast is going to be filled with some of the most brilliant, amazing, heartwarming people that I have ever had the privilege of meeting or following or admiring. And I'm going to bring them on and have a real conversation with them. Talk to them about moments in their lives that have really shaped them and really allowed them to see, you know, different points of pain in their life and why the pain was there and what messages it was there to show them. I really want to make it clear, it's not in a way that is going to be spiritually bypassing. I'm not talking about the point of pain so that we can say, oh, well, the point is there's this major silver lining and, you know, let's forget about, you know, the fact that it was actually really hard. The silver lining is the only thing that matters. No, that's not what this podcast is going to be about. I'm going to talk about the real, raw truth of pain, but we're also going to honor it. And that, my loves, is such an incredible privilege, such an incredible privilege to have these conversations with these beautiful souls and also have you listening in. So I truly hope that you go ahead and subscribe so you never miss an episode. I have some incredible guests that I am like so excited to share with you. And we're going to be having a lot of fun on the podcast. I promise you, it's going to be super silly and just really real. So go ahead and subscribe. And if you want to follow me outside of the podcast universe, please do that. I'm just at Nitika Chopra on Instagram. And you can also go to my website to get my weekly love notes that come out on Sundays, which is nitikachopra.com. I already love you guys so much. I'm so, so thrilled that you're here with me. And yeah, I can't wait to see your review that you leave once you start listening. And I also can't wait to be on this journey with you. It's going to be so beautiful. And I really hope that it supports you in your conversations around your life and your pain. Thank you so much for listening in on this episode of The Point of Pain. It's always such an honor to be with you. And I hope you gained some insight on how to process pain in your life moving forward. I would absolutely love to stay connected with you. And the best way to do that is by following me over on Instagram at Nitika Chopra. I'm constantly sharing my most tender moments, deepest insights, and letting you in on what's happening in my world over on the gram. So I hope to see you there. I'm sending you so much love and wishing you a beautiful rest of your day.